This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. America's longest war is now officially over. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
After 20 years,
every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the withdrawal has ended, and with it, the military mission that began shortly after 9/11. Air Force transport planes ferried the final troops out of Kabul after a chaotic two-week evacuation of civilians. McKenzie says some 6,000 American citizens were pulled out, but some were left behind.
We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out.
A final chapter to a war likely to be remembered for colossal failures and the deaths of more than 2,000 Americans. The Taliban celebrated the departure with gunfire after driving the world's most powerful military out of their homeland. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Aya Batraoui reports that the tiny nation of Qatar is well-positioned to liaise between the Taliban and the U.S.
It is also a place that has hosted the Taliban's political leadership in exile for years, and so it maintains ties with both Washington and the Taliban, who are now in control in Kabul and throughout Afghanistan, not only in U.S.-led evacuations, but also in what comes next for Afghanistan.
That's AP correspondent Aya Batraoui. Analysts suggest Qatar has played an outsized role in U.S. efforts to evacuate the tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan. And there was more celebratory shots ringing out in Kabul on Monday as the United States completed the withdrawal of its forces from Afghanistan, ending the 20 years of war. It culminated in the militant Taliban's return to power. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.